It was an extremely contested election. There were 12 electors, six of them Venetians, six of them Crusaders. And to everyone's astonishment, the commission elected Baldwin, Count of Flanders, over Boniface Montferrat, who was the head of the Crusade. He had been invited to take over the Crusade when Theobald, the original leader, had died. Now, this was an important result. I mean, there'd been a political battle going on through the entire Crusade over who's going to control this operation. And in effect, Baldwin won. He got the election. And that had a number of important privileges. For one, out of the 400,000 marks of property that they dumped in the Hippodrome in the center of downtown Constantinople, Baldwin got 100,000 of it. And then the rest of it, the other three quarters, were divided up among the Venetians and the Crusaders. He also got the imperial title. He got palaces. He had the right to hand out fiefs to the various members of the Fourth Crusade, so that immediately he was in charge. Most of these fiefs, by the way, that were handed out were in areas that were still to be conquered from the Byzantines. So some of these fiefs were rather dubious. I mean, being given the fief of Nicaea or something meant you're going to have to go beat up a Byzantine army to get it. But nonetheless, it gave him a position of reputation, and really was a fitting climax for his family, because his ancestor Robert had gone back, you know, had gone on crusade in the First Crusade, and here the Flemish family had made it. They were now rulers. On the other hand, it was a rather dubious prize in several ways. On the personal level, Boniface was enraged. He expected to be elected. He felt that the Venetians had done him in, and they had. Enrico had thrown his support to Baldwin, and the considerations the Venetians got from Baldwin were considerable, which we'll discuss. They got enormous amount of concessions, dockyards, storage areas, the best residences along the Golden Horn, that is, whatever hadn't been burned in those fires, as well as extensive concessions within the empire, trading posts, ports, castles, you name it. And this was part of the payoff, the understanding between Baldwin and Enrico. Boniface felt that he should have been emperor. After all, he had led the Fourth Crusade. He actually took the precaution of marrying the ex-wife of Isaac II, Hungarian Princess Marguerite. One of his brothers had been married into the imperial family and been killed in the riots in 1182. He was called Caesar. That was Regnier. He was married to a daughter of Manuel I, Maria Porphyrogeneta, actually. So, in the case of Boniface, he was angry, and he essentially went to northern Greece and carved out his own fief on his own initiative at Thessalonica. In northern Greece, the second city of the empire, an important manufacturing and commercial center, and although eventually Baldwin was able to impose his suzerainty and Baldwin's brother and successor, Henry, nonetheless, Thessalonica was essentially an independent outfit down to 1207 when Boniface died. And there was always this tension between Boniface, who was clearly the greatest lord within the Latin Empire, and the emperor ruling in Constantinople. And that meant a real lack of cooperation. So Baldwin faced some tough political problems. He also had several other problems by being elected Byzantine or Roman emperor. Let's use his proper title, Emperor of the Romans. First, Constantinople was a pretty dubious prize. The city was so thoroughly sacked, I mentioned the amount of spoils that were carried off. In addition to the spoils, the movable wealth, large numbers of people were gone. As far as we can tell, the Venetians took a good number of the specialists. There's one argument that the Byzantine mint was essentially shipped to Venice. Craftsmen, men with any kind of specialties, families that could be involved in shipbuilding, all of these were prized people. Some of them were ransomed, but many of them were taken and relocated. Furthermore, a good deal of the high aristocracy and bureaucratic class, including the clergy, fled the city and relocated to these Greek splinter empires we'll be talking about. And really, Baldwin I and the later Latin emperors did not have the Byzantine bureaucratic class, because besides the capital wealth that had been liquidated in the sack, also much of that bureaucratic and imperial elite was gone. And this is evident from the miserable record we have of the Latin Empire. It never issued a significant coinage worth much, didn't apparently have the means to collect taxation, besides the fact that the empire never really broke out of its immediate hinterland. There just wasn't the staff, the personnel, the resources to run a bureaucratic state. And the sack of Constantinople was a real trauma. it ended Constantinople's role as queen of cities. Thereafter, Constantinople is the former queen of cities.